What does the Paris Climate Agreement mean for the future of U.S. energy use? All this week, we're taking a look at how the agreement will have an impact on the carbon-intensive energy industry in the U.S. and ways to move beyond carbon through clean energy. Today, we look at coal, where there seems to be a bit of piling on from environmentalists confident enough of political victory that some Hollywood lefties produce this spoof of coal industry billionaires, the Koch brothers.
There's a major problem plaguing our society. Idiots who claim that climate change is real. Folks, climate change is pure fiction. So we spent billions of dollars assembling the world's hottest conservative pop stars to sing a song that we wrote. We hope it proves to you that climate change is hogwash. Enjoy!
But this kind of humor from funnyordie.com may be phasing out because the energy industry is beginning to accept the consequences of unrestrained carbon emissions. Reporter Lee Patterson in Wyoming with Inside Energy says that a decline in demand for coal is something the industry has been dealing with for some time now.
Coal right now supplies 40% of the world's electricity. It's the most carbon-intensive form of power generation. And in 2013, coal accounted for around 45% of all CO2 emissions. So coal producers in Wyoming and the state are paying attention. And to be quite honest, they're feeling the effects already. Many coal companies here are not in good financial health, and a handful have even declared bankruptcy this year, including Alpha Natural Resources, one of the largest coal companies in the U.S. and a huge producer in Wyoming. And this decline is not only thanks to environmental regulations and climate change concerns. The industry is also dealing with low natural gas prices, more and more renewables coming online. And they're also dealing with huge amounts of debt after making a series of bad bets on the metallurgical coal market a few years ago. And this is particularly acute in Wyoming, which produces around 40% of all the coal that comes out of this country.
Generation from now, what's it going to look like?
It really all comes down to one technology, and this technology is actually, it's quite interesting. We're able, technologically speaking, to take carbon emissions right out of the smokestack of a coal-fired power plant, and it's something called carbon capture. And carbon capture, if we are going to continue to use coal in this country, could be the key going forward, especially in states like Wyoming. Right now, there are a few demonstration projects, a few kind of experimental projects, as well as some under construction, but this technology is just not widely deployed right now. It's incredibly energy intensive. In essence, you have to burn more coal to capture the emissions from burning coal. And it's quite expensive. Carbon capture is quite expensive. And historically, there just hasn't been enough investment in carbon capture technology to really get it ready for prime time.
Does anyone envision coal being phased out altogether in Wyoming?
Wyoming coal is relatively cheap to produce. And experts do predict that going forward in the U.S., we will continue to use coal. And that coal will likely come from Wyoming's Powder River Basin because it's inexpensive in comparison to other coal-producing regions in the United States. So while we will see a decline in production for sure, it seems to me and to others who are paying attention to the industry in this state that Wyoming coal is not going away anytime soon.
But it's also the case that the coal industry doesn't seem to be fighting back over climate change in the way that it was 4 and 5 years ago. Is there a sense that, here we go, we're just going to have to join this party here on some level?
The shift in language towards low carbon technologies like carbon capture, coal executives, the CEO of Cloud Peak, one of the huge producers in Wyoming, as well as the CEO of Peabody Energy, have really started to talk quite a bit about carbon capture recently. The technology that I was just explaining a moment ago is sort of a way to make their way forward without completely giving up on coal production. I think in Wyoming and in many other coal states, coal executives and folks who depend on jobs and revenue from coal see carbon capture technology and carbon utilization technology as a way to continue producing Wyoming coal at the same time as lowering emissions and also keeping coal on the market.
Lee Patterson is a reporter with Inside Energy in Wyoming. That state produces 40% of America's coal. Thanks so much, Lee.
Thank you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.